So the big question is this: how do entrepreneurial salespeople like us, who have traditionally sold alone and used gut and intuition to hit their number, take their innate talents and begin selling using science, technology, and the secrets of thousands who have done it before to crush their quota and change the world? That is the question, and this podcast provides the answers.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 2019. You've got your host here, Gabe Larson. I've been spending the last week or so thinking about trends that will be affecting sales leaders in 2019. You know, you get these articles every year. I came across one, and it was so weak. You know, it was just like, I just felt like it was weak. And so I thought to myself, I had to sit down and write, what are some of the things I think will be affecting us? What are some of the trends that sales leaders have to know about as we enter in 2019? Because they're going to be real. They're going to be those types of things that if you don't know about them, you're going to fall behind the times, as I think the competition will. So I started writing. I just started putting pen to paper. And honest to goodness, in not very much time, I had about 50 of them. Now, one of the members of our executive team, I mentioned it to him, and he's like, 50 trends? He said, that's not even possible. You can't have 50 trends. It's more like 5 or 10. No one's going to remember 50. And I said, that's not my fault. If you can't remember 50, I still am going to just dump out on you what are my top 50. Maybe they're not trends, you guys. Maybe these are things I want to see, but I've labeled them as trends. I've got 50 of them. So this week, I wanted to just go through 5 a day. We have a cool webinar with myself and Dave Elkington that will be happening on Wednesday. That'll be at 12 o'clock Mountain Time, 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific, in case you didn't know your time zones very well. But let me take you through some of these, the first 5. I've been trying to think about how I can get to a place where I can actually order them as the top 5. But I don't have those yet, so I'm just going to go top to bottom. If you'd like to read more about these, go to blog.insidesales.com, and you'll find the long version of this. So here you go. Category number 1 is customer data becomes the new world currency. Now, there's something going on with data, and boy, have we seen some fun things happening in 2018, and I expect to see those continue into 2019. Number 1, major changes in the way companies leverage their customer data will heat up in 2019. Now, no longer will top brands hoard data as a competitive advantage. I really think we're going to see people starting to unlock the value of their data by combining it with third-party sources to form a collective intelligence movement, helping business sales professionals tap into the power of artificial intelligence, guys, just like the consumer world did. Now, in this new world, data becomes the new currency. You've heard that before. If you haven't, you're going to hear more about it. Data, 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 data is the new currency. Now, to understand the importance of this approach, consider Einstein as an example. Now, Einstein is a Salesforce product. If you haven't heard about it, it's their AI tool. Now, on the surface, it looks like a really cool AI tool, as I mentioned, from Salesforce.com. Until you consider it only looks at your own data to provide a view into the past, not the future. For AI to really work, you guys, you have to recognize that data is the key. Think about a company like Waze. We've talked about this before on the podcast. With Waze, your data is powerful. Now, Waze is the navigation app, right? Now, if you remember, how does Waze work? Well, basically, it takes your data and combines it with all other drivers to help you get from point A to point B better. So again, this concept of like Waze, your data is powerful, but if you bring that together with other people's data, the insights and the recommendations they become unstoppable. Now, look for InsideSales.com to continue to dominate this space. Guys, we've got a 10-year advantage in the data for sales game, and this concept of collective intelligence combining your data with others is going to be powerful. That's number one. Number two, the cloud data wars will intensify with data now bought, sold, and traded as currency outpacing gold, oil, and even cryptocurrencies. This is such a fascinating conversation. Probably more should be read on this. I'll see if I can link to it in the show notes. The players, you guys, in the emerging cloud data war are the largest companies on the planet. And in many cases, they have already secretly invested billions of dollars in the race to own the most and the most important data. Now, it's not new. This is not a new phenomenon. The battle over data, as far as I can tell, at least started 15 years ago as cloud applications began collecting and aggregating data through web technology platforms. However, the data gold rush has really intensified at an increasing rate, culminating in the 2018 Salesforce.com Dreamforce event. Salesforce made a big announcement there. If you'd like to read more about that, go look at Cloud Data Wars. We wrote an awesome article, my friend Dave Boyce. Understand what is going on in that area. I think you'll find it fascinating. Next is this concept of the power of prioritization. I think in 2019, the power of prioritization will be realized at long last. Now, sales prioritization will become a vital lifeline to increase growth with existing resources. I know from the sales side of it, your marketing team has made up a marketing score that you probably think is garbage. And I also know that you're probably using some company that uses some black magic to put a 0 to 100 score next to an account or contact in your CRM that you probably also think, or your sales reps also think, is garbage as well. Look, I've been there. I've done it. I totally get it. Sadly, I honestly believe you have probably about every right to think you're probably better than some of these randomly made up things because it's your team's territory and ultimately it's your job on the line. So shame on these lead scoring companies for being so damn difficult, for not telling us what goes on in the scoring model and not really letting us be part of building the score from the ground up, and then truthfully not using something besides 0 to 100 that, you know, we or reps would actually adopt. I promise you, we're going to see some disruption in lead and account scoring because people want it. They need it. I need it. There just isn't really a company who's figured out how to make it market ready. But in 2019, I think you'll see the inklings of somebody getting there. Next category, and it's my fourth trend for 2019, it's AI will be everywhere. AI will move from a technology category to a foundational capability in almost every tool we use. I could have put 50 probably just quote-unquote AI trends, but it's because AI is infusing itself everywhere. And one of the things I noticed is a lot of sales technology maps have gotten this wrong. They put predictive analytics or AI or et cetera. And, you know, some of these terms are used interchangeably. But they put it as its own category. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. Is Netflix an AI? It's AI? No, it's entertainment. It's about disrupting the way we consume entertainment. And the same applies to sales technology. Companies don't sell AI. Inside Sales doesn't sell AI. But the companies who infuse AI into their technology will replace the companies who don't. I'm sure of that one. Number five, and I'll wrap up with this one. AI should enable sales teams, not eliminate this one. I'm actually battling this on social right now, and it's an interesting debate. Disruption is happening with AI in sales, and you can't stop it. It's now moving from marketing into sales And specifically in the sales development function in a big way. Now, there are companies like Scale.xi or ScaleRep.com. Probably haven't heard of them. They're kind of small market companies, but they've got a loud message. A gentleman by the name of Chad Burmeister, again, go on LinkedIn. You can see me debating this with him right now. And I don't care if they're small or large. Sometimes I like to, you know, I don't usually pick fights, but boy, I'll finish them. Especially if I don't have to meet the person face to face and we can do it remotely. Anyways, know that companies like this are there to replace the outbound sales development rep, but it's not going to happen. These companies will continue to try and automate the tasks of sales development reps until the reps themselves have been replaced by technology. But what they don't realize is that AI is here to enable sales development and make them smarter in their outbound targeted sales prospecting, not eliminate them. So when it comes to this concept of AI, my focus is let's enable reps with data-driven account lists to let them know who is most likely to buy from their products or services. Let's enable reps with validated phone numbers and email addresses so they're not spending their time guessing all the time. Let's enable reps with recommended communication methods to use and times to use those methods. Let's enable reps with insights that have to spend precious time researching. Let's focus and enable reps on recommended talk tracks and real-time coaching so they can maximize their pipeline. Let's enable, let's not eliminate them. And I think there's good reason for this, and it's something I'll be getting into later, but to maintain the integrity of sales, there will always be, this conversation is not new. Will machines, will robots, will AI replace sales reps? It's been talked about probably since the beginning of at least trade. But the answer has always been no. There has always been a place. Doesn't mean there hasn't been tasks that have been eliminated. And we'll probably continue to see that, especially, I think, in sales development. But there will be a place for the sales rep. I'm sure of it. So those are my top five trends, five of my 50 trends. If you want to read more about it, please do check out blog, www.blog.insidesales.com to see the other 50, but I will be pushing some of those out over the coming days. Whew, thanks so much for joining, everybody, and remember, success is just one play away.
Want more sales secrets? Go to salessecrets.io to receive copies of our latest research and best practice content to help you crush your quota.